Welcome to Our Daily Bread. Here's your host, Les Lamborn.
Vernon says, when I'm asked how I'm doing as a man in his 80s, I reply, my life moves along contentedly in well-worn grooves. And as I observe my friends and neighbors around me, I realize that most of them are also following a basic routine. Although not trapped on the treadmill, they're working at their jobs, raising families, and serving in their churches. There's nothing necessarily heroic or exciting about their lives, nor is there about mine. Now, this reminds me of the response of the astute American statesman Bernard Barak when asked what he thought was the greatest personality of our age. With great wisdom at the age of 94, he said, the fellow who does his job every day, the mother who has children and gets up to get them breakfast, keeps them clean and sends them off to school, the fellow who keeps the streets clean, the unknown soldiers, millions of them. Well, the Apostle Paul also emphasized the importance of faithfulness in everyday life. He urged his fellow believers to settle down, lead a quiet life, and provide for their own families. Most of us are ordinary Christians who live routine lives, and yet our extraordinary God wants all of us to be everyday disciples who are faithful and fruitful. And may it be so.
To receive a printed copy of the daily devotional guide, Our Daily Bread, you can write Our Daily Bread, Department O, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49555.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
You never saw him?
Negative.
He didn't land?
Negative.
God.
I don't have him. He called me once. I cleared him to land, told him not in sight. I don't have him.
Well, he must have crashed then.
We heard.
We're going down, Larry.
Then we heard when it blew up. Exploded.
Crashed.
Blew up.
Down, Larry.
You never saw him?
Negative.
He didn't land?
Negative.
Negative.
He didn't land?
Negative.
You never saw him?
Negative.
Lap 261, Sagan.
Circle pitch.
Lap 261, Sagan, sir.
Well, he must have crashed then. My God.
Express 705. I've been wounded. We've had an attempted takeover on board the airplane. Give me a Victor, please. That's to Memphis at this time. Hurry.
Look, just keep talking to me, okay? We need arms intervention as well. Look, just keep talking to me, okay?
Express 705, we have an emergency. He's turning back direct Memphis. He had an attempted takeover.
Attempted takeover on board.
He is wounded.
Not been wounded.
At this time, attempted takeover.
Attempted takeover.
He's had an attempted takeover.
Affirmative. He's north of Forest City by about 8 miles.
He's wounded.
Okay, radar contact. And you put him on 19-1.
19-1.
Yep.
Memphis, can you hear me?
Roger, I do hear you. You can proceed direct Memphis if able.
You understand we're declaring an emergency?
Roger, I do.
We need security to meet the airplane. We'll stop it on the runway if we can.
All that's been taken care of.